What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Are you a word nerd? You're invited to grab your pencil and sharpen your mind and join Chris Ross for a group crossword solve with other word nerds and puzzlers. All ages and levels are welcome. This is happening tomorrow, Sunday, November 2nd, 1 to 2 p.m. at the Stonington Public Library. I cannot stop talking about Joy Longfellow's poem titled Working Waterfront. This poem tied for first place in the Belfast Poetry Festival Postmark Poetry Contest out of 182 entries. You can see the top 10 at belfastpoetryfestival.com, but only here can you listen to Joy read her poem.
Working Waterfront. We argue at the end of the workday about which one of us smells the worst, and you always win. You smelling like the backside of low tide. After a day hauling mooring chains out of mud flats, wearing some settled sediment that hasn't had a breath of fresh air since the glaciers retreated, and whatever microbial remains of the herring, the alewives, the elvers that slipped the nets. There are chickens down there, too, long since stewed into silt, left over from the days when the poultry plants processed everything right into the bay, and local residents raked feathers off their lawns, and the whole harbor glistened with a sheen of chicken fat, when prosperity was a barn full of broilers. They say it all went belly up that day in the 80s, when the hunger rolled into town and the processing plants shut down. And now, well, now here you are, dropping mooring stones in that bone-rich broth to anchor the pleasure boats that float the town now that the river's cleaned up and Main Street got a facelift. Nostalgia is a tourist economy in a coastal town where longing only skims the surface of decomposition. But every day you come home, ripe as a barrel of baitfish, reminding me what we're made of.
That was Working Waterfront by Joy Longfellow. Joy lives and writes in Midcoast, Maine, and is a regular reader at Draft Open Mics in Searsport. The winning postmark poems will be published by the Maine Review, which is an online literary journal dedicated to making contemporary literature accessible to readers and writers of all incomes. Maine Review seeks outstanding contemporary fiction, nonfiction, and poetry, including works in translation and hybrid forms. They're pleased to publish new, emerging, and established writers, and are committed to supporting representation, innovation, and literary artistry. You can find them at mainreview.com. Are you a songwriter? You can join Lisa Schneckenberger in exploring the art of songwriting. Get some tips and techniques. This is happening November 5th, 4 to 5 p.m. at the Begadoose Music Performance Hall in Blue Hill. Begadoosemusic.org for more information about the songwriter pop-up workshop. As the season of All Hallows' Eve, All Saints' Day, and All Souls' Day approaches, you can gather for soulful exploration with Mythic Heart Theater's A Feast for the Soul. It's partly an immersive experience and partly a creative gathering that blends together theater, dance, visual art, and music, a tapestry designed to nourish the spirit. There'll be shows November 1st, 2nd, and 9th at the Red Door Barn in Camden. They start at 4:30. You can find out more at Mythic Heart Theater, and that's theater with an R-E.com. Book club season opens today. Is it time to hunt down a new one? Check out the listings at ellsworthpubliclibrary.net. Don't forget to check the date and time before you head out to any event. We would hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?